Oh yeah, one of the things I like best after a long day is to have a hot conversation with friends. Time for us to talk about all those things that get you hot. Welcome to Fun Parts After Dark.
Okay, so Fun Parts After Dark, it's been a little while since we've done this. Once again, we've had a full day of recording, being vulnerable with each other. There's been tears, there's been anger, there's been celebration, there's been all the things, and now there is alcohol. And
and our spouses in the house.
Not for me. I'm going to be so clear.
I'm getting there.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
The, as we mentioned on one of the episodes, one of the differences this season is that our spouses, many of our spouses' partners are here. We are missing one for sure. We'll have a drink for Mary. Here's to Mary.
Cheers, Mary.
Cheers to Mary. Let's pour one out for Mary.
She is really
at a somatic therapy.
Yeah. I mean, she's doing what she loves.
Yeah, and so that's really good.
She would be here, but she's doing what she loves, and I love that.
I love that.
Next time. Yeah.
So the whole thing is we've got this whole stack of questions that have come into Becky at various events or events that we've even done together, and I'm just going to read one at random and let y'all answer it. This says, things are going well sexually for us, but it seems like we are set in the same predictable pattern of how our sexual time plays out. What advice or direction do you suggest if we want to change it up? Books? Positions?
Any other questions?
Did you turn it over? Is there anything else on the back? Oh, no. Okay.
It's like a bag.
I think that's actually the first piece of advice.
Yeah. Turn it over.
Is there anything in the back?
Is there?
Oh, God.
After dark.
You're giving good advice even when you don't know you're giving good advice, Becky.
Gosh.
This is Fun Buds After Dark. You bring your questions, we give you answers. In the front.
We're here to explore, Steve, not ask questions, not answer questions. I think one of the things that I would first say is so often we get into patterns because that feels comfortable and it also feels known. And I first thing I would say is change up the location where you're choosing to have sex.
You're doing great.
Why are you laughing?
Because I'm still thinking about that and this and
okay.
You're doing such a good job. Keep going. So change it. I'm interested.
Change the location. Like if you're always in the bedroom, try maybe in the kitchen or maybe try in the guest bedroom or try on the stairs. Or try in the family room, like in front of a fireplace or something like that. But the reality is so often when we're in familiar places, one of the things that happens is our body responds to natural rhythms. It's just think about in the sense of like if, when you get ready to head towards the bathroom, you can actually feel your body ready to start to let go.
Yeah.
And that's a pattern that you're used to. So if you're actually in the pattern of having sex in a certain place, what happens is your body is going to respond in the same way. So shaking it up gives you permission for your body to actually be jolted into a different place. And that's why it's really important to, I want to say personally, I think it's really important to have sex in different places.
I like that.
I like that too. And asking like, is there something you'd like me to wear?
That's a good question. Right. Also, and is it okay if one person's blindfolded? Because then the experience is different. For one, it's about visual. For the other, it's about actually getting sensation. To experience sensation in a different way. So
you could also maybe ask, like, do you have any fantasies that you've never shared with me?
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
Luke, what do you think?
I was reading our next questions.
You don't like that one?
It was great. I didn't hear much of what y'all said, but
he blacked out.
I'm confident it was really good stuff. I'll just say, I agree.
Okay, good. Good enough. Okay.
Wholeheartedly.
You don't know what we said, though.
I got bits and pieces of it. But
bits and bobs.
Are we good, though? Did we end it?
I think we're done.
Thank y'all for listening to Fun Parts, and we'll see you next time.
Okay.
Fun Parts After Dark is produced, edited, and mixed by that tall drink of water, Luke Bronner. Our artwork is by the one and only Alan Lusink. This music was composed, produced, and licensed by the fine, fine folks at Blue Dot Sessions. Oh, and be sure to follow us on social media at Fun Parts Podcast. We may just follow you right back. Until next time. So long, friend.